This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.
رقه جهان رو شکل دادن این یکی از ایام الله است.
There was supercharged anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In his first Friday sermon in 8 years, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said U.S. President Donald Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. He said the mass funerals for Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month, show that the Iranian people support the Islamic Republic, despite its recent trials. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is now enriching more uranium than it did before it agreed to a nuclear deal with world powers in 2015. This as Tehran gradually scales back its treaty commitments. After first claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the Pentagon now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 American soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Military Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds Force. Ukraine's prime minister has offered his resignation after the leak of an audio recording in which he was heard making disparaging comments about President Volodymyr Zelensky's understanding of the economy. Later, Alexei Honcharuk said in a Facebook post he took the job of prime minister to fulfill the president's program, calling him a model of openness and decency. Referring to the leaked audio, Honcharuk said, "In order to remove any doubts about our respect and trust in the president, I've written a letter of resignation." Zelensky's office says he'll review the letter, then decide how to act on it. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The governments of countries that lost citizens when Iran accidentally shot down a Ukrainian airliner are demanding that Tehran accept full responsibility for the tragedy and pay compensation to victims' families. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has a report.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
South Korea today pushed back on comments by U.S. Ambassador Harry Harris, who says Seoul needs to consult with Washington about resuming individual tourism to North Korea. Harris said yesterday that South Korea should run the plan through a joint working group to avoid a misunderstanding later, which he said could trigger sanctions. South Korea's presidential office called those remarks very inappropriate. And while stressing Seoul continues to coordinate with Washington, the statement went on to say that the issue of inter-Korean cooperation is a matter for South Korea to decide. An official with Seoul's unification ministry says the country's policy regarding North Korea, quote, falls under our sovereignty. Here in Washington, the impeachment trial of President Trump has begun with opening arguments set for early next week. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, the trial coincides with Democratic arguments that new evidence provides a series of bombshells in the case against Mr. Trump.
The trial got underway as an independent government agency announced the Trump administration had broken the law by holding up congressionally approved aid to Ukraine. Trump's Senate ally says there was no impeachable offense. But Lev Parnas, an associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, could be a possible trial witness after saying Trump knew exactly what was going on with aid to Ukraine. Trump denies this.
I never had a conversation that I remember with him.
Democrats believe these revelations will increase pressure on McConnell to allow witnesses. The trial set to get fully underway next Tuesday when senators return from the holiday weekend. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
In Malawi, people are protesting in the streets over the alleged bribery of judges overseeing a legal challenge to last year's re-election of President Peter Mutharika. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.